Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Friday, May 19th, 2017. I am Richie Farrell, and here are your headlines. Roseau Central MP Joseph Isaac disappointed in DLP government's poor attitude toward public officers. St. Lucia signs new development agreement under CBI program. And Trump, FBI inquiry into Russia links hurts U.S. terribly. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. More details coming up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
As part of Dumfesta 2017, the Cultural Division is staging a Cultural Industries Information Fair, CIIF, at the Windsor Park Stadium on Friday, May 26, 2017, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The aim of this fair is to increase awareness of the programs of financing, training, marketing, copyright, and other services that specifically target or benefit the cultural industries sector. The fair will facilitate information sharing via multimedia presentations and individual consultations. Presentations will be made by stakeholder institutions in the following categories: trade and services, financing, education and capacity building, information and communication technology, intellectual property, and regional cooperation. The fair is expected to be attended by representatives of public and private sector institutions, artists, musicians, artisans, entrepreneurs, college students, and the media. MP for the Roseau Central constituency, Joseph Isaac, says he is disappointed at the way the DLP government treats people who work within the public sector. Isaac made reference to the nurses who work graveyard shifts and are unable to purchase a vehicle so as to improve their access to transportation, especially in the lack of public transportation at those times. Isaac is encouraging the government to create a policy in which all public workers receive concessionary rates of duty on their imported vehicles.
What we have seen now in current days and in the past years is you have a widening gap of where the people who are actually paying taxes, that is the working class of Dominica, they are struggling, and specifically the public servants of Dominica, which is the police, the teachers, etc. We are placing on the record that we are asking the administration, and we are saying that if we were in government, we'd make significant public sector reform and incentive program to aid the public officers. For example, concession. We see concessions are being given willy-nilly, not to save a clear policy. We are saying that nurses should not be trying to get to work or out of work late in the night and don't have access to vehicle. We'd consider across the board public service or public sector duty-free concession on vehicles for people in key sectors of the public sector, subsectors of the public sector.
A student of the Collyhoe Primary School emerged victorious in the primary school's Quail Spelling Bee competition finals, which was held on Wednesday at the Arawak House of Culture. The competition was organized by KEK in collaboration with the Ministry of Education. Modern Languages Coordinator at the Education Ministry is Charlene White Christian.
The competition was island-wide, so there was a preliminary on last Wednesday. And today was the finals. We had 11 schools today in the finals. So the 11 schools today were Collyhoe Primary, Kenville, Wesley, Maho, SNP, Grand Bay, Baroness Scotland, Goodwill, Farigare, Tebush, and Lighthouse Christian Academy. Okay. The winner, Nigel George of Hollyhope Primary. Second, Taylor George of Tebush Primary. And third, Ilkaya Ponson of Goodwill Primary.
In more news, Dominica's ambassador to the United Nations, Lorraine Bannis Roberts, is encouraging young individuals to get into the business of agriculture production. She was speaking on a local media program. Bannis Roberts said, "The Dominica Labour Party administration will continue to put measures in place to assist farmers on island."
Well, young people should not be sitting on the blocks idle. Form the little groups, form the cooperatives, get into farming. You have a government, you can go to the aid bank and get $15,000, no security, 6 months grace period, 3% interest, and somebody will tell me that this government is doing nothing for agriculture. Agricultural production is on the rise in Dominica, and more of our young people. You see, yes, you have children at the Dominica State College. Of course, we need the lawyers, we need the doctors, but if you have chosen the field of agriculture, you can make more money. You can have your own family, build your home, get your vehicle, go to the same places that the people who have the white collar jobs go. At the end of the day, you have earned money genuinely, and you can sustain yourself, your family, your community, and make a difference in the country. The markets are there for the to export. We as a government will continue to embrace our farmers and ship what they produce. And
meantime, the government of Dominica hosted two town hall meetings this week. Agriculture Minister Johnson Drago hosted one on Wednesday at the Good Hope Resource Center at 6 p.m. and also on Thursday, which was held at the Goodwill Primary School at 7 p.m. Attorney General Levi Peter is trying to clarify and defend a bill which is scheduled to be brought before Parliament next week to amend the existing Elections Act. The opposition has called on the government to postpone the reading of this bill as they are of the view that it seeks to legitimize bribery and cheating in order to secure votes at elections. But speaking on state-owned radio on Thursday, Peter insists it is very clear the legislation does not seek to create opportunities for bribery or to legitimize bribery and treaty.
This amending, which is clause 7 of the House of Assembly Amendment Act of 2017, that is why it makes clear when you go through it that in each of those provisions, in 57A, the expenses have to be lawful expenses, they have to be incurred in good faith, and they have to be incurred in respect to or on the calling of election. In 57B, which is the provision for the avoidance of doubt in respect to transportation, it is quite clear there that the transportation and the word unless, and I think that needs to be highlighted in that new section. And I will read it again because I think it's important. For the avoidance of doubt, the transportation of electors or the facilitation of the transportation of electors to or within Dominica for the purposes of an election does not constitute an offence. Now, you can't simply underline those words, does not constitute an offence, which I believe is five words. You can't simply underline those five words and stop, because this section doesn't stop there. It goes on and provides a very clear qualification of that. In other words, sets out the parameters of what is acceptable or what is not.
Meanwhile, member of the Electoral Commission Hilary Shillingford says he's against this proposed legislation drafted by the DLP government's legal team. Shillingford is convinced government is proposing to make amendments which are designed to make bribery and treating legal at general elections.
Those of us who are playing labor rights, those of us who play like we have no interest in politics, we're not political. Those of us that think we're too young, those of us at the college, at the high schools, that don't stand up and listen and read that piece of legislation and ask our parents to take action, come out. If you are called to come tomorrow, to come Friday, to come Saturday, to come Sunday, to come Monday, to come on Tuesday on my birthday, to come out and stop this piece of legislation. Come out and show the government that we are prepared to work with you if you work with us. But we're not prepared to sit there and have you violate the constitution of the country. This piece of legislation will be going against the constitution of this country, Matt. And we cannot allow that piece of law will be unconstitutional to allow bribery and cheating, Matt.
The United Workers' Party has embarked on a series of 18 public meetings across the island to educate the people on new legislation, which the government is seeking to bring before Parliament on Tuesday. This piece of legislation will seek to amend the electoral laws in a bid to get rid of legitimate and necessary provisions against election bribery. Opposition leader Lennox Linton says there are parts of the amendment which need to be revised, and there needs to be public consultation on this matter before it is dealt with in Parliament.
This legislation needs to be postponed. There are segments of the amendment, the parts of the amendment, that need to be revised. And there needs to be a white paper on this very important matter circulated for public education and to facilitate public consultation before this matter is dealt with in the Parliament of Dominica. We've had enough time. We've been talking about electoral reform now for years, and it is not right for the government to be sneaking in this draconian piece of legislation that will effectively legitimize the electoral offenses of bribery, cheating, and it will facilitate as well irregularities in the registration of voters overseas.
The public education meetings began on Wednesday night with a meeting at Kings Hill, and Linton says this will continue in Yampis, Good Hope, Kingfield, and Castle Bruce.
Today, we're having four public meetings. At 6 o'clock, we'll be in Yampis and we'll be in Castle Bruce. Not Castle Bruce, in Good Hope. We'll be in Yampis at 6 o'clock and in Good Hope at 6 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock this evening, we'll be in Canefield and we'll be in Castle Bruce. So tonight, 6 o'clock in Yampis, 6 o'clock in Good Hope, 8 o'clock in Canefield, 8 o'clock in Castle Bruce. Tomorrow, Friday, the 19th of May, we'll be in Virgin Lane at 6 o'clock, and we will be in Delis at 6 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, we'll be in Mount Prosper at 8, and we will be in La Plaine at 8. On Saturday, we're going to Riviere Sirique at 6. We're going to St. Joseph at 6 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock, we'll be in Coolibistry on the west coast, and we'll be in Grand Four in the east. On Sunday, the 21st of May, we'll be in Maho at 6 o'clock. We'll be in Woodford Hill at 6 o'clock. And we will be in Wesley at 8 o'clock in the evening. On Monday, the 22nd, we'll be in Salisbury at 6 o'clock. We'll be in Marigot at 6 o'clock, and we will be in Foncole at 8 o'clock on Monday night.
Meanwhile, Linton has warned the Dominicans of the dangers of adjusting themselves to unacceptable governance conduct. He made specific mention of the conduct of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit, quoting some of his words uttered on political platforms. Linton said, "We are seeing the dangers of that continuing adjustment to accommodate unacceptable, disgraceful governance conduct, and he is asking the electorate to discontinue this pattern."
We have done it repeatedly in the past years. A man told us, "Go to hell, it's none of our damn business where they're getting the election money from." We adjusted to that. He told us no law, no constitution could prevent him from being nominated as an election candidate, even though he knew that the constitutional provisions barred him at the time from being nominated as a candidate for elections. We adjusted to that. He told us that the blood of Dominicans would be on their hands, on the hands of those who voted for United Workers' Party, should the United Workers' Party become the government after the 2014 elections. We adjusted to that. He has told us we're too free. We adjusted to that. He has been dishing out our diplomatic passports to crooks and criminals around the world. We have been adjusting to that as well. But we are seeing the dangers of that continuing adjustment to unacceptable, disgraceful governance conduct. And all over the country, as this chant of "Scare It Must Go" has grown louder and louder in recent months, the people are beginning to understand and to appreciate they can no longer continue this pattern of adjustment of their behavior. They must now get the people who've put themselves forward to serve them in government to adjust their behavior to right action.
In the region, Range Developments, an international developer focusing on luxury hotel projects in the Caribbean, signed definitive agreements with the government of St. Lucia on Tuesday to continue the development of the Black Bay Master Development Project. The heart of the Black Bay Master Development Project will consist of a luxury branded hotel and villas set on 180 acres on the beautiful southern tip of the island. The site is on the Caribbean southwest coast within easy reach of the international airport and the Pitons, the world famous heritage site. The master development project will be developed in a number of phases. The luxury hotel, the anchor of the master development project, will be developed under the country's CBI program and will comprise of 180 rooms. And President Donald Trump has said the decision to appoint a special counsel to oversee the inquiry into Russian influence on his election is hurting America terribly. Speaking at a news conference in Washington, he denied any collusion with Russia during his election campaign last year. "The entire thing has been a witch hunt and there is no collusion," he said. Former FBI Chief Robert Mueller has been selected to lead the inquiry. Mr. Mueller's appointment was welcomed by politicians from both sides. Calls for a special investigation had mounted after Mr. Trump fired FBI Director James Comey last week. That's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Roseau Central MP Joseph Isaac disappointed in DLP government's poor attitude toward public officers. St. Lucia signs new development agreement under CBI program. And Trump, FBI inquiry into Russia links hurts U.S. terribly. The news was brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, you can send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.